朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，弟兄姊妹们平安。今天早晨我要交通的信息，大家看见的是写伯利恒之家。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the message, the house of Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹，是因为这一趟出去的时候，里面的那个负担更为沉重和具体了。
And after my trip, my burden has become more clear and solid.
我想起前一阵子跟弟兄姊妹交通过神家的实际，讲到伯大尼之家。
A few months ago, I shared with you the reality of God's house.That is the house of Bethlehem.
考考大家还记不记得讲到伯大尼的三个重要的特点
？And we talk about the three characteristics of the house of Bethany.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗
？Do you remember the three characteristics of the house of Bethany?
哦，很好哈。第一个讲到全心爱主的玛利亚。
First is the Mary who loves the Lord wholeheartedly.
第二个讲到甘心舍己殷勤侍奉主的马大。
And the Martha who was who offers herself and diligently serves the Lord.
第三个讲到复活的名证拉撒路。
Third, Lazarus, the living testimony of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是讲到一个满足神的一个教会该有的特点。
So these are the characteristics of a church that will satisfy God's heart.
这里充满了一些人全心爱主的玛利亚。
This place is full of people who love the Lord like Mary.
她对主爱的表达，借着花时间跟主在一起。跟主成为知心的朋友。
She expresses her love toward the Lord by spending time with the Lord to become the Lord's intimate friend.
她对主爱的表达，借着她抓住机会，愿意把最好的献给神。
She expresses her love to the Lord by offering her best to the Lord.
而甘心牺牲自己的马大，她借着她殷勤的侍奉。
And Mary who sacrifices herself to serve the Lord diligently.
而且她在侍奉上带着这么肯受教的心。
And she has such a teachable heart in regards to service.
她从埋怨到安静无声，侍立在主的面前。
She's transformed from being a complainer to someone who's quiet and waiting before the Lord.
她就是想借着侍奉，全心的来满足主的需要。
She just wants to satisfy the Lord's heart with her service.
而拉撒路从头到尾一句话都没讲过。
And Lazarus did not appear to say anything in the scripture.
而他借着他复活的见证，让许多的人信了耶稣。
Yes, through his testimony of resurrection, he has brought many to the Lord.
因为在他身上有非常奇妙生命的改变。
Because he has gone through a wonderful life transformation.
这个改变大到一个地步，居然是从死亡里面变成复活。
The change is so great that he was raised from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在我们的教会里面，在我们的小组里面，这三样都要有啊。
So we ought to have all these three characteristics in our church and in our small group.
这叫做伯大尼之家。
And that is the house of Bethany.
充满了爱。
Full of love.
充满了真实的侍奉。
Full of true service.
充满了复活生命的见证。
And testimonies of resurrected life.
那今天早上我要讲伯利恒之家。
This morning I want to share with you the house of Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹，伯利恒本身叫做 house of bread.
The Bethlehem is house of bread.
粮食之家。
House of bread.
直接翻译更粗一点，叫做面包之家。
House of bread.
House of bread. 哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在这里有吃的。
So there's food.
为什么要交通这个信息呢
？Why do I want to share this message?
这是讲到教会或者神家第二个实际。
That is the second reality of a church.
神家第一个实际讲到伯大尼，我们满足神的需要。
So the house of Bethany is the first reality of God's house.Is to satisfy God's heart.
神家的第二个实际讲到伯利恒，我们供应人的需要，满足人的需要。
The second reality of the house of God is to satisfy man's needs.
弟兄姊妹啊，这一个世代真的是一个充满饥荒的时代啊。
This is an age of famine.
我进了中国以后，这个感触越来越深刻。
I went to China, this I feel even more so.
你眼睛看得到的已经是饥荒在进行了。
Everywhere you see famine going on.
我相信你们都知道我说的不是外面的。
I'm sure you all know that I'm not just talking about material.
在外面上，中国各方面，美国经济都在进步。
In China, the material things are advancing.
人吃的、享受的都比从前更好了啊。
People are eating and enjoying material things much better than before.
可是人的心灵 越来越软弱，越来越不满足。
But yet men's souls are getting weaker and dissatisfied.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么说饥荒？也许你们觉得我太夸大了。
You might think I'm exaggerating. It might not be a famine.
弟兄姊妹，原来我说饥荒已经开始了。
But forgive me for saying that the famine has started already.
而且有一个更可怕的饥荒就在前面了。
There's an even more dreadful famine in front of us.
啊，我想为了证明我没有这个夸大啊。
I want to prove to you that I'm not exaggerating.
我想我先问大家一个简单的问题。
Let me ask you a simple question.
我们为什么吃？
Why do we eat?
为什么吃？
Why do we eat?
在座这么多年轻的孩子，你们为什么吃？
Why do you eat?
爸爸妈妈逼着你吃，不得不吃吗？
Is it because your parents force you to eat?
为什么吃？
Why do we eat?Hungry.
To live, okay, 为了生存，感谢主哈，为了生存，维持生存，吃是提供你成长健康必须的养分。
So that we get the nutrients that's necessary to sustain our life and to grow.
还有没有？啊？馋。OK， 其实这个答案其实很好的哈，
yeah,
因为我们中国人比别的民族更馋，因为最讲究吃。
We Chinese love to eat more than anyone else. She doesn't agree.
I don't agree. I have to apologize. America only has 200 years history. 美国只有200年历史。
他说美国人也爱吃
咱们中国人有5000年吃的历史了
But then we Chinese have 5,000 years of history of eating
我很多吃的东西你们不敢吃的
了 A lot of things you dare not to eat
这个我上次到广州人家比如我一碗汤
The last time I went to 广州天堂
里面都是 scorpion 啊那个那叫什么
蝎
子
and it's full of scorpions.
You like to eat?
他说他就喝汤就好了。
吓坏了。
蝎子不吃。
弟兄姊妹，我们中国人很会想吃的哈。
We Chinese love to eat.
你看我1979年到美国纽约这么好的医院开刀。
In 1979, I went to a hospital in New York for operation.
他送来的饭我几乎都原封不动退回去。
I pretty much return all the food that they offer me.
不是我挑嘴啊。
It's not that I'm picky.
一方面麻药让我自己不想吃饭。
Because the anesthesia caused me to have no appetite.
另外一方面，我刚刚从台湾来到美国没有多久，一下子不习惯美国食物。
And also, I just came from Taiwan. I was not used to American food.
哪里有把那个菠菜变成煮的还是蒸的，弄得黑黑的哈、啊、
？Who cooks spinach and making it like a black dark paste?
然后没有盐，淡淡的没有味道。
Without、
I'm sorry, 不是说你们。
Without salt, tasteless.
所以。这个我说我们中国人除了为了生存，我们重享受。
So we Chinese eat not only for survival, but
你到餐馆去，一条鱼可以三吃，可以四吃，对不对
？All kinds of ways to eat a fish.
那个中国人可以把吃弄得这个别人万尘莫及。
So we have so much we have so much about eating.
所以为了生存，为了享受和满足。
So not only for survival, but for enjoyment.
这是讲到我们肉身的生活和生命。
And that is the life of our physical body.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来看我们属灵上到底是不是缺粮。
But today we want to look at, are we lacking food spiritually?
今天我们从神儿女们普遍的不满足跟软弱无力，你就知道属灵的粮食何等的缺乏。
Just look at our children of God, in general, very dissatisfied and then lacking of food and weak. So we know there's a lack of spiritual food.
当然我们都知道肉身的吃是为了健康，为了有力量，为了生长。
We all know that we eat material food for nutrients so that we can grow and be healthy.
我们知道好的食物能够满足我们，叫我们快乐啊，甚至可以让心情不好的变好哈。
And then we know that good food can satisfy us and can change our mood to be happy.
现在有这个 food therapy， 就是你心情不好，带你去吃一顿你最想吃的就快乐了。
There's now a food therapy pretty popular that if you're in bad mood, I'll take you and give you good food.
饭后给你一个 ice cream 或是一个 cheesecake， 哇，好多人就心情好了。
And then ice cream or cheesecake or dessert will change your mood too.
那弟兄姊妹，为什么今天在遍地你几乎都看见神儿你们普遍的心灵不满足？
But today, all over the places, children of God are dissatisfied.
然后你普遍看见神儿你们属灵没有力量，软弱，胜不过试探，胜不过环境。
And all over the places, children of God are weak. They cannot overcome any difficulties.
虽然住在外面，我们什么都有。
Yet outwardly, we lack nothing.
就在我们里面，其实心灵更加空虚。
But yet inwardly, our hearts are being so hungry.
大人是这样，年轻的孩子更是这样。
It's the same with adults and young children as well.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要以为孩子们有吃有穿有电动玩具，他们就快乐。其实他们也不快乐。
Please do not think that children are just very happy with video games or food and clothing. No,
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的知道这件事，你在细看的时候
，So if we take a good examination,
仇敌是非常有计划的，而且是全面性的，在这里破坏神家属灵的真粮。
The enemy has a strategy and the plan is it covers all areas.
我今年已经全世界五大洲跑了四大洲了。
This year I've gone through four of the five continents in the world.
没有一个地方不告诉我他们属灵上的贫乏和缺乏。
Not even one place.Says every place tells me they're lacking of spiritual.
你几乎在各地都看见、听见神儿女们叫饿、叫渴的情形。
You can hear people crying for hunger and thirst everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这句话是我在痛苦的里面讲的。
I say this in pain.
你们如果真知道，当我每一次听见神儿女们讲这些话的时候，我心中的那种无奈、那种焦急、那种担心呢
？Do you understand my feeling of hopelessness?And worry and anxiety when I hear this.
我们看见的不是眼前人在饿而已。
We're not just seeing people are getting hungry.
我们已经看见了不久的将来，不久的将来，我们的下一代，我们的下一代，下一代，我都要面临很可怕的饥荒。
We can foresee a dreadful famine.In the future, for the next generation and the generation after.
非常像约瑟的时代，当他们在丰富的时候。
It's very much like the time of Joseph.
没有人会想到有饥荒要来。
When they were in abundance, they could not foresee the coming famine.
但是约瑟因着神的启示，他看见了将来的饥荒。
But through God's revelation, Joseph saw God's plan.
他起来呼吁，他起来积极的采取行动，为神家储备粮食。
So he rose up and took action to collect food.
姊妹，当我们今天讲到教会的时候，
so when we talk about church today,
普天下有多少奉主名的教会？
There are numerous churches all over the world.
我们何等希望每一个教会在这两方面都能够达到它该有的水平。
I would wish every church would meet these criteria in both areas.
还有伯大尼的实际能够叫主的心得到满足。
That they have the reality of the house of Bethany to satisfy the Lord's heart.
还有伯利恒的见证，人来到这里真能够说我在这里吃饱了。
And they have the testimony of the house of Bethlehem. When people come here, they're satisfied being fed.
多少的弟兄姊妹曾经在我们面前流泪的时候来到教会的里面得不到任何的供应。
Many brothers and sisters have told us in tears that they do not get any supply when they come to church.
他们说他们吃不到东西。
They cannot eat anything.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们一起来看，我不过只列了七个点。
I listed seven things here.
也许你们觉得很多。
Maybe you think they're just too many.
但是弟兄姊妹，我不过是列出了这七个我们最容易明白的。
But these are the seven things that we can understand.
然后我们也每一个人很谦卑的来看我们自己我们的小组我们的教会
and then let's humblyExamine ourselves, our church, and small group.
到底在这七件事情里面有没有任何一件、两件事情发生在我们的身上
？Are there any of the seven items happening to us?
不要说七件都有。
Let's not say that we have all seven.
只要有一件有，就说到仇敌在我们身上已经有工作，有破坏了。
But if there's one item that is true in our life.Then we can say the enemy has attacked and has worked in our life.
让我很快地讲一下。
Okay, let's go through them quickly.
第一件事情。
First,
很多的时候我们缺少殷勤稳定的灵修时间。
A lot of times we lack diligent and stable devotional time.
我想第一个点可能就打中了很多人了。
Maybe this many people is.It's a yes for everybody.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，神要从天上赐下粮食给我们。
The Bible says the Lord will send us food from heaven.
然后告诉以色列百姓要每天出去收取每天的食物。
And he told the Israelites, you have to go outside and gather food for that day.
而主耶稣的祷告说，我们日用的饮食怎么样？今日赐给我们。
And in the Lord's prayer, the Lord says.Give us today our daily bread.
因为怎么样，我们每一天都应该到主的面前去拾取玛拉。
So we ought to go to the Lord and collect manna every single day.
我们每一天都应该像路德一样到波阿斯的田里面去拾穗。
We should be like Ruth to go to the field of Boaz to glean.
万一你们在哪里找到一个复制的图画，叫做拾穗啊？你们有没有听过这幅图画？
If you have seen a painting, it's called The Gleaner.
啊，他就在一幅稻田的里面，那个妇女在那里弯着腰在那里拾穗。
You have seen a copy of this painting.
啊，就是路德在波阿斯的田里面拾取麦穗，这是我小的时候看过，大了再也没看到了。
I've seen this painting when I was a little child. That the painting describes how Ruth gleaned in the field of Boaz.
我很希望有一天我们所有弟兄姊妹的书桌旁边都挂上这幅画。
I hope that all of us will have this picture in our study room.
真的，我们在主的面前像路德一样，每一天到波阿斯的田里面去拾穗。
It will be like Ruth to go to the field of Boaz to glean every day.
你知道伯利恒曾经出现过三个伟大的人。
You know, there are three great Bible characters that came from Bethlehem.
在粮食之家出现过三个伟大的人。
Three great Bible characters came from Bethlehem.
第一个就是波阿斯。
The first is Boaz.
他是主耶稣的预表。
He is a type of the Lord Jesus.
当路德来到他田里的时候。
When Ruth came to his field.
他对路德说。你不要往别人的田里面去了。
So Ruth, do not go to other people's fields.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是主耶稣对我们讲的，不要再花功夫去读世上那些没有价值的书。
And these are the words the Lord Jesus is telling us. Do not spend your time and effort to read those useless books.
不要花那么多时间到 internet 去读 junk mail.
Do not spend so much time to read junk mail from internet.
不要花那么多的时间去看电视剧。
Do not spend so much time to watch soap opera.
不要花那么多时间去看小说。
Do not spend so much time on reading.
不要往别人的田里面去拾田，住在这里。
Do not glean at other people's fields. Stay here.
然后波阿斯不仅仅善待路德。
Not only that, Boaz was kind to Ruth.
他告诉他的仆人说，他不管去拾取什么，都要让他拿。
He even told his servants, whatever she tries to get, let her.
甚至要故意丢一些在地上让他拿。
Even throw some sheaves from the bundle so that she could pick them up.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的主多爱我们呢。
You know how much the Lord loves us?
当我们肯殷勤地跨进波阿斯的田里。
If we're willing to step into the field of Boaz.
你我绝对不会空手而回。
We will not go home empty-handed.
弟兄姊妹，波阿斯那么 merciful， 那样子充满了怜悯。
Boaz was full of mercy and compassion.
第一个波阿斯。
So the first Boaz.
在这个这个伯利恒第二个伟人叫大卫。
The second great person came from Bethlehem was David.
大卫的本乡就是伯利恒。
That he's from Bethlehem.
大卫本身是也是预表基督，他是一个生命这么丰富的人。
And he was a type of Jesus.Full of abundant life.
很多人在说，你如果从旧约圣经里面挑一卷圣经，你最喜欢的。
Some people would say, pick a book, your favorite book in the Bible.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
虽然有的人会挑以赛亚书，有人会挑什么，但是很多人挑诗篇。
Some may pick the book of Isaiah, but most would pick the Psalm, the book of Psalm.
诗篇里面充满了大卫的著作。
Psalm is.Full of the writings of David.
虽然你在这个历史书上看不见大卫讲太多的信息啊。
In the history books, you might not see many messages of David.
但是大卫的信息，大卫这个人都借着诗篇表达出来。
But through the Psalms, we get to see his personality and his heart.
他教导我们怎么向神祷告。
He teaches us how to pray to the Lord.
他教导我们怎么赞美神。
How to praise God.
他教导我们在心情低落的时候，怎么样子让我们的灵被升。
He teaches how that our spirit can be lifted when we were down.
他教导我们当仇敌四围的时候，我们怎么样子征战祷告。
He teaches us how to fight in the spiritual warfare when we were surrounded by enemies.
他甚至教导我们当你失败跌倒犯罪的时候，怎么样子认罪悔改。
He even teaches us how to repent and confess when we fail.
弟兄姊妹，他的祷告里面把神永远的旨意表明出来，神拣选的西安。
And then in his prayers, he revealed God's eternal will that how God chose the.How God chose Zion.
所以施布真写了一套书叫做 The Treasure of David.
Spurgeon has written a series of books called The Treasure of David.
大卫的宝库。
The Treasure of David.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们常常可以来到大卫这边得到粮食。
So we often can come to David to get food.
第三个更伟大的哈。
The third greatest.
我们主耶稣诞生在伯利恒了。
Our Lord Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹啊，他就是生命的粮。
And he is the bread of life.
我们背诵的圣经，今天约翰福音六章三十五节，主耶稣说。我就是生命的粮。
Our memory verse today is John chapter 6.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Jesus declared, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
所以当我们讲到伯利恒之家的时候，
When we talk about the house of Bethlehem,
神家所以丰富，因为我们有基督。
The house of God can be abundant because we have Christ.
神家能够满足人，因为我们供应基督。
The house of God can satisfy people because we provide Jesus.
不是因为我们有很好的教堂设备。
It's not because we have good facility.
不是因为我们有很好的节目吸引人。
Or we have a program to attract people.
因为在这里有基督被供应出来。
Because we can provide Christ.
这是教会的使命。
And that is the commission of the church.
圣所里面有金灯台，有陈设品的桌子。
In the holy sanctuary, there's a bread of presence.
讲到我们为主发光做见证，讲到灯台。
And then there's a golden lampstand to shine for Jesus.
讲到陈设饼的桌子，讲到教会供应生命。
And the bread of presence describes how church can supply life.
从会幕时代到圣殿时代的时候，灯台变成从一个变十个了。
And from the age of tabernacle to the age of holy temple, the golden lampstand has become from 1 to 10.
陈设饼桌子也从一个变成十个。
And then the table for the bread of presence has increased from
1 to 10. 讲到教会见证的度量，供应的度量，都要是从前的加倍了。
So in other words, the capacity of our providing should increase.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在神家丰富有粮，第一件事情，我们自己必须常常到伯利恒。到伯阿斯的田里面有稳定的灵修生活。
So in order for us to have food to supply to others, we ourselves have to have diligent and stable devotional time to glean.
第二件事情。
Second.
我们不仅仅常常个人缺少的是稳定的灵修生活。
Not only that, individually we lack stable and devotion.
而当我们每一次想要在主的面前得粮的时候。
But every time when we are trying to collect.Food,
仇敌立刻来破坏我们。
The enemy comes to destroy.
我想在退休会我们曾经讲过在那个四世纪第六章。
In one of our conferences, we have talked about the book of Judges chapter 6.
讲到以色列人每逢撒种的时候。
That every time when Israelites try to plant the crop.
如果你愿意圈起来，你就把那个每逢给圈起来。
That whenever the Israelites planted their crop.
每一次当他们撒种的时候。
You can highlight the whenever.
米甸人、亚玛力人、东方人联合起来攻打他们。
The Midianites, the Amalekites, and Eastern people just invade the country.
而且圣经上说他们来的时候像蝗虫那么多。
And when they come, they're numerous like locusts.
他们是毁坏全地。
And they come to impoverish the whole land.
然后没有留下什么给他们。
They do not leave anything for the Israelites.
然后以色列百姓的结局就是极其穷乏。
So the Israelites were in such a impoverished state.
所以弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为说我的灵修生活建立不起来。
Please do not think that I just cannot build my devotional time.
是因为我太忙了。
It's because I'm too busy.
是因为怎么搞得正好都有人来打岔呢？
And it just so happened I'm always interrupted.
你要知道这背后是仇敌有计划的。
You have to understand there's a scheme of the enemy behind the scheme.
他是特意的。你一次撒种，你不撒种就算，你撒种他一定来破坏。
It's on purpose. Whenever you plant, he will come to destroy.
你去读马可福音讲到撒种比喻的时候。
If you read the book of Mark, on the example.
他比马太福音十三章讲的还要生动啊。
And then the parable of sowing the seed is very interesting.
他说那个种子有撒在路旁的。
There's some seeds fall on the roadside.
当当神的话临到我们的时候，我们的心。就像那个田一样。
When the word of God comes to us, our heart is like a field.
他说那个道撒在路旁的飞鸟立刻来。
And then the seed falls on the roadside, the birds come right away.
而且把它给吃尽了。
And then snatch, eat it up.
我这次在一个地方讲到，我正好举到这个例子。
So this time I share this parable in one of the meetings.
那在座的从十几个不同的教会来的。
And then people came from more than 10 different churches.
我就跟他们讲说这个不管你们的教会的传道人是谁，好像我正好不认识他们。
I just said, it doesn't matter whom your pastors are.
我说，请问你们今天有几个人能够记得了上个礼拜天你们教会的传道人讲什么？
I want to ask, is there anyone who can remember the message your pastor preached last Sunday?
那请问弟兄姊妹，有几个人记得季福弟兄上个礼拜讲什么？
Who can remember what brother Jen?
我们可能记得一点点。
Maybe we remember some.
弟兄姊妹，我自己已经受这个挫折受多了。
I've been frustrated enough.
不要说隔一个礼拜，我常常礼拜二问弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹已经忘记我礼拜天讲什么了。
Sometimes I will ask brothers and sisters on Tuesday and they don't remember the message on Sunday.
种子撒下来，飞鸟立刻来。
So we sow the seed, the birds come right away.
而且把它吃尽。
And they eat it up.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
在我们里面生命不丰富，粮食不充足。
If our life is not abundant, we don't have enough to eat.
千万不要小看这件事情。
Please do not take this lightly.
那是仇敌非常刻意、有意的破坏。
It's an enemy's purposeful attack.
在以赛亚书二十七章第三节，连神都会警醒看守。
In Isaiah chapter 27, even the Lord will guard them.
连神对他自己的葡萄园，他都会时刻浇灌、警醒看守。
Even God's own vineyard, He will watch carefully and watch.
他说，免得有人破坏。
So lest someone will come and destroy.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心田在接受主话的这个心田里面，到底我们有没有看守它？
So are we diligently watching and guarding the field of our hearts?
神给我们粮食，有的时候是借着撒种，我们听到，我们读书。
Sometimes God will speak to us and then through our reading books or listening to messages.
会有飞鸟来立刻吃的。
But yet a bird will come right away.
有的时候是借着我们自己殷勤撒种，在主面前下功夫。
Sometimes we sow by ourselves.
当我们一撒种的时候，亚玛力人就来了，米甸人就来了。
And whenever we sow,And the Amalekites will come.
这是第二件事情。
So that's the second.
第三件事情我们退休会也提过了哈，这三件我都提了。列王记下第四章。
And the third item is in the second Kings chapter 4.
当遍地饥荒的时候。
When the land is full of famine.
先知的门徒煮了一锅汤。
And the disciples of the prophets cooked a pot of soup.
汤里面没有东西。
And there's nothing in the stew.
就像我上个礼拜跟大家讲的，我的名菜青龙过江一样，没有东西。
It's just like the soup I can cook well. There's nothing in the soup.
只有水。
It's just water.
所以他们就出去摘了野瓜藤。
So they went out and found some wild vine.
丢到汤里面去。
And then throw into the pot.
等到他们一吃的时候。
But when they ate it.
他们都喊叫说汤里面有致死的毒物。
They all cry out, there's death in the pot.
大家听到英文翻译了没有？ There is death in the pot. 不是致死的毒物，是在汤里面有死亡啊。
There's death in the soup.
弟兄姊妹，今天多少的人读圣经或是读参考书、读资料，就到 internet 上、到网络上随便抓野瓜藤丢进去。
Today, nowadays, people just go on the internet or grab some books.They're just wild. They're like wild vine.
我们不管在海外，不管在中国，在香港，在各地，我们都看见仇敌、异端、邪教、错误的教训，都是混杂的进入教会里面来。
We have seen this in America or in Asia. Everywhere we go, that the enemy trying to mix heresies in the doctrinal.
这种新纪元的思想。
The New Age.
宇宙中有能力有力量，你凭信心你就可以支取。
But there's a high energy in the universe, and by faith you can get it.
你只要有积极的思想 positive thinking, 你就能够得到成就很多的事情。
You can accomplish a lot of things through positive thinking.
成功哲学。
And it's the philosophy of success.
后现代主义，弟兄姊妹都在各种的书、电脑的思想里面进到人的里面。
And postmodernism, they're full of all kinds of books. They're mixed in the books.
弟兄姊妹，你只要用点心哈，我刚才讲的这至少这三样：新纪元、成功哲学、后现代的这种思想，你周围到处都是。
If you pay attention, you will see this New Age movement, postmodernism.And then a philosophy of success everywhere spreading.
几乎你在网络上任何一个社群里面，你都会读到这些思想。
You can search on the net very easily.
就包括查经的资料里面都有。
They're included even in Bible study material.
所以我们要小心呐。
We have to be watchful.
我们读圣经是要来到神的面前读经的。
When we read the scripture, we come before the Lord.
来到施恩的宝座前听主说话的。
Come before the throne of grace to listen to the Lord.
不是来到电脑面前找资料的。
We do not come before the computer to search for data.
那是一个太可怕的危机啊。
That is a dangerous crisis.
那第四件事情。
The fourth item.
土产不熟而落。
The land is unfruitful. The land is barren.
这是列王记下第二章十九节讲的。
This is in Second Kings chapter 2.
耶利哥那里他们种的东西。
In the city of Jericho, they try to grow produce.
东西也成长。
Yes, the produce will grow.
但是没有熟就掉了。
But then they die before mature.
我想在座年轻人不太有种菜的经历哈，在座这些当爷爷奶奶、公公婆婆的常常种菜。
Probably only the elderly brothers and sisters have experienced growing vegetables of produce.
你绝对会很心疼土产不熟而落。
If the produce dies before maturing, it's very a pity.
因为它不能吃。
Because you can't eat them.
朋友。你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。